I'm just looking at a couple of the papers. Newsletter has it front page. IFA had no say in first ever Sunday home game. Philip Bradfield writes the story. He says the Irish Football Association last night revealed they did not have any say in a decision which will see Northern Ireland play their first ever home game on a Sunday. Yesterday's draw in Nice for Euro 2016, which will be hosted by France, handed Northern Ireland a favourable group in which they face Greece, Romania, Hungary, Finland and the Faroe Islands. But when the fixtures were announced later in the day, it did emerge that Northern Ireland would be playing one of their home games at Windsor Park, indeed on a Sunday. It's to Finland on March the 29th, 2015. And that's the gist of what Philip has written in the paper. And then in the Irish News, certainly not a front page story in the Irish News, I think you have to hunt for it, but there's an interesting line in the Irish News. It says, international soccer is to be played in Belfast for the first time in six decades, as Northern Ireland have to play Finland at Windsor Park in the Euro 26 qualifiers. The match will be in March 2015, ending a hiatus on Sunday matches for religious reasons. Now, that's an interesting take there, where it says international Sunday soccer is to be played in Belfast for the first time in six decades. So 60 years ago or so, did they play international football? Or was that back when the team was just called Ireland? However, does it really matter? Let me speak to Councillor Jim Rogers. Councillor Rogers, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It is a big issue because there are a considerable number of people who do not like the idea of being involved in sport on a Sunday.
That's quite correct. And it's not just fans, it's also players. But you have to understand that most players, particularly professionals, are under contract, and it would stipulate about playing on any day. Now, I'm not a big supporter at all of Sunday soccer. We've had a few of our Irish League clubs playing on a Sunday, including my own beloved Glentoran. Their game a few years ago was postponed on a Saturday due to a waterlogged pitch, and they decided to put it back 24 hours. I didn't attend the game. There wasn't a very big crowd. We have had the former Newry Town football team trying out Sunday soccer. But for Northern Ireland, I don't personally in my lifetime ever remember Northern Ireland playing a game at home in Belfast on a Sunday. Now, there'll be a large crowd for the Finland game, make no mistake about it. Finland may not be the most attractive team, but there'll be a large number of people who will attend. There'll be others who, for religious reasons and just because they've never been used with going to a game in Northern Ireland on a Sunday, a football game, will just stay at home, or maybe if it's on television, watch it on television. And as you are aware, Frank, you have rugby and you have cricket and hockey and Gaelic and hurling all played on Sunday. So I have an open mind about this, but I believe that all of us need a day of rest. And people say to me, I'm sick listening, sick watching television on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. And if you look in the continent, particularly countries like Spain, you'll find a lot of Saturday night and Sunday evening football. And they've become used to that. We haven't. And until perhaps we do, crowd numbers will be reduced considerably. I'm not blaming the Irish Football Association. They signed an agreement. If they didn't sign that agreement, they wouldn't have been part of the 54 countries who are participating in Euro 2016. I know some people within the IFA are not altogether happy. I know many Ardent Northern Ireland fans feel exactly the same. But it's going to happen, and we probably have to accept it. And I've no doubt there'll be people protesting outside Windsor Park come March next year. That is their democratic right to do that.
Yeah, Jim, just to clear this up for me, because I'm not 100% familiar with Irish League football not going on an irregular basis, but would I be right in saying that even though some teams have played on a Sunday, there's never, ever, ever been a game at Windsor Park on a Sunday?
I understand that is quite correct. I know that Linfield Football Club had requests from their opponents on occasions to play a game on a Sunday, and they turned it down. And it's up to the clubs. It used to be you couldn't play on Sunday in regards to Northern Ireland senior football, but that has all changed. It changed just a few years ago. And as long as the home team can get an agreement with their opponents, the game can be played on what many people would call the Lord's Day.
Yeah, it is important to realise, and the information's in the papers here as well, the Irish FA was aware, that the Sunday games could be on the cards. They'd already signed up to the UEFA competition rules prior to the draw in Nice, and it says in the Irish News here, while the Irish FA voted to scrap the ban on Sunday football back in 2007, the majority of teams have continued to honour what would be seen as a religious boycott here in Northern Ireland. Now, in the past, of course, Northern Ireland have played away games on a Sunday, but this cathedral of football that is Windsor Park certainly isn't open for football on a Sunday. It's the venue as much as anywhere else that'll be the problem, isn't it?
Well, not really, because after all, as you're aware, a Linfield Football Club, who have the main responsibility for Windsor Park, it's still shared with the Irish Football Association. The stadium is going to be refurbished. I'm sure you've seen the plans. They're highly exciting, and I'm looking forward to the completion of Windsor Park to bring it into line with the requirements for the 21st century. I just think, Frank, people here who follow association football have never been used with internationals on a Sunday. If they had, perhaps it would be different. Yes, Northern Ireland have played in other countries. Remember in the World Cup in Spain they played. Johnny Jemison, the former Glentoran Linfield banger winger, who also had a spell in England. Johnny made his position clear that he, if selected, whether it was a sub or in the actual team, would not play. And he told the manager that at the time. And again, the IFA respected Johnny's wishes because of his deep religious convictions. We've got a lot of people in rugby and in Gaelic and cricket and hockey who are all professing Christians, people who go out preaching on a Sunday, and they have played on a Sunday. So it's up to the individual. And I personally, whilst I'm not a supporter of Sunday sport at all, and I go to my place of worship every Sunday morning, I'm not going to tell people what they should do and what they shouldn't do. It's entirely up to them.
But should supporters be listened to on the countdown to what could turn out to be a very important game against Finland? There'll be a considerable number of Northern Ireland football fans who have a real discomfort with being anywhere other than a place of worship on a Sunday. And they won't go, and they'll be missing out on one of the absolute sporting highlights that they long to see.
Yes, that's true. But Frank, as I said earlier, regardless how the fans react, it will make no difference because of this agreement that the Northern Ireland, through the Irish Football Association, had to sign up to, along with the other 53 countries who will be participating in this wonderful competition. We can't do anything about it. It's just unfortunate. There was media speculation a few months ago, before the draw was made, that there was the likelihood that this could happen. And probably from the fortunate point of view, there's only one game going to be affected, and it's the one that's going to take place in March 2015. There could have been perhaps a second one, but it is only one. There'll be those who'll say one is enough, and they'll not be happy about it. But you can't please everybody all of the time, as all of us know. And we've now, unfortunately, just got to accept it.
Some people are saying here, you've made the comment, and you did, that the fans would watch it on the TV as opposed to going to it. What's the difference between watching it on TV and actually going to it? You're subscribing to other people working, so why wouldn't you go and actually enjoy the atmosphere? Is there a thin line, or is there any line there when it comes to religious observance of a Sunday, where it's okay to watch it on the telly live, but it's not okay to be at the event?
Frank, it's a very good question, and it's up to the individual. Some people I know don't watch television on a Sunday who are religious. Others do, and there will be people, if the game happens to be televised live or even recorded, will watch it. But it's down to them, and who am I to tell anybody what to do? That's the last thing that Jim Rogers is going to do. It's entirely up to every individual person what they want to do and how they run their life.
Jim, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you. Frank, all the best. Take care.